Another edition of Behind Bonaventure. Chris Russell here with one of the biggest Bonnie sports fans on campus, and you'll see him at all kinds of events, as well as other events with the Friary that we're going to talk about as well. It's Father Steve Keen, chaplain here at St. Bonaventure University. Father Steve, good to finally sit down and talk with you.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here. It's good to be here.
So you've been the university chaplain for almost 3 years now. Talk to some of the folks that are listening that might not be familiar with the Friary or exactly what the university chaplain has in his duties.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So I get asked that question frequently, and in year three here, I think I'm still trying to figure that out exactly. But, you know, every day is a little bit different. The biggest part with the, you know, we have about 13 friars who live here on campus in the Friary. Mm-hmm. We start and finish our day with morning and then evening prayer. And then some of the guys teach. I'm in the ministry building. And for me personally, it's just being present. So the biggest thing is just being present for whoever's coming in the ministry building, students, it could be anybody. And just that ministry of presence. But we also have, you know, daily mass. We have liturgy 12:30 every day in the UMIN building. Sunday masses 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. You know, a lot of stuff, other activities, too, to keep us busy. But I think the biggest thing is just being present, being available.
Father Steve, for folks that are listening for the first time, talk to them a little about what that is.
Yeah, so we're doing this faith night, and it predates me. So, again, this is my third year. But mm-hmm. And it's just an opportunity, especially to connect with the local churches, not just Catholic churches, but any of the local churches here in the Allegheny, Olean area. And we have some music with praise and worship, again, in the University Chapel. And we have a guest speaker. His name's Dennis Duenio. He's actually a part of the associate director of the HEOP program here on campus. He's just incredible guy. He's got a very when he was sharing his story with me, I got goosebumps because it was very, you know, he's just had a really good story to share. And then another incentive for students is there's a free food and beverage voucher for the first, I don't know how many we have, but the first bunch of students that show up for the men's basketball game. So, it's an exciting time.
The Franciscan values here that we have at St. Bonaventure, obviously it's not just important to you and other members of the Friary, but it's an overall sense of belonging and togetherness. And a lot of folks might look at a Franciscan university like St. Bonaventure, and there are others out there as well, and say, well, it's just a religious school. But it's a lot more than that.
It sure is. Yeah. And I think that's one of the, you know, I never saw this path in my future with the Friars and growing up. And I've been with the Friars now 10 years. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've really come to love is just this openness, this inclusivity of the Friars. And of course, we are Catholic. I'm a Catholic priest. Mm-hmm. But we love everybody. That's the way St. Francis lived. And we can learn from everybody, people of no faith, people of a different faith. You know, we as friars are humble, so we try to listen and learn from every single person. We have something to learn from them. And I think it's interesting here at Bonas because historically, years ago, it used to be a lot more Catholic as far as the student body. It would be maybe 80-90% even. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, I think, I don't know the exact numbers. We'd have to check with admissions, but we're probably half, maybe less than half of the students who identify as Catholic. So mm-hmm. it's a different student body than years ago. But that helps, I think, because that's the reality of the culture. So it's not pushing religion on anybody, but just meeting people where they are and being humble enough to learn from others, all people. Yeah.
I think that's one of the things I always enjoyed about Catholicism. Mm. My years as an altar boy, and of course, my confirmed name is Francis, for St. Francis of Assisi, the patron saint of animals. So all of that kind of ties together and always warms my heart now that I've been involved with the university, probably going on 15 years. So that's something that I enjoy as well. Now, you mentioned being with the Friary and coming to St. Bonaventure. You're a graduate of the Naval Academy. You served for us, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. People bring that up, and it honestly feels like a different life. Like, it feels it's like that was one phase of my life, but sometimes I even forget that myself. But, I remember, this could be a whole nother story in itself, but just a quick tidbit. I remember looking at colleges in high school, and I honestly didn't want to get into the Naval Academy because, I was like, it's going to be too strict, too regimented. I want a, you know, a normal, quote unquote, college experience. And I still remember coming home with the message on the answering machine. Yes, we had an answering machine. and it said that I had been accepted into the Naval Academy. And it was bittersweet because I was like, now I feel like I have to do this. Like I was hoping I wouldn't get accepted so the decision would be made. But, yeah, so I got in, I slipped through the cracks. I tell people, I don't know what they were looking at that day, but it's been, it was an incredible experience. Had a lot of good opportunities come from there. A lot of friends that I, you know, very close friends to this day from those days. And it's been a lot of good that came from that. Yeah.
As I mentioned, Father, we see you at so many sporting events, and you were quite the athlete at one time yourself. You still serve, I believe you still serve as the chaplain for the men's lacrosse team, and you were a D1 lacrosse player too.
That's right. Yeah. So I appreciate that. Yeah. Myself and Father Greg Jakubowicz too, he's really come out of his shell with the athletics here too. So he's kind of helped with, you know, he's become real close with the men's lacrosse, all the programs. And I don't know, for me, it's, I think I feel like I wish I was still in college, getting ready, getting prepared for the game, reading the scouting reports, watching the film. So I thrive. I think I vicariously live through these students and want to go back and relive them. So it's just fun to be a little part of that. Yeah.
Now with your lacrosse career, were you a midfielder, defender, attack? What were you?
Yeah. So they didn't know what to do with me. So I was at Navy, I was a long stick middy and then converted to a short stick middy. So mostly played, you know, defensive midfield. So yeah, it was, you know, a lot of good opportunities. And the year, so I graduated 2003, the next year, 2004, that Navy team, so the year after I graduated, that Navy team went on to the championship to play Syracuse. And they lost by one goal. And I like to tell people that, you know, we taught that team everything that they knew. That's why they did so well the next year. Although I think the reality is they got rid of guys like me and kind of trimmed the fat, and they were able to move on and do good things. But either way, it's kind of a cool thing to be a little bit of a part of.
Yeah, the lacrosse program is one of my favorite athletic programs on campus. Now, I think we're going into our 10th season here with the men's lacrosse program. Of course, women's lacrosse have been here for quite a while. But yeah, just mentioning lacrosse, Father Steve, and the fact that Annapolis has a rich athletic tradition. It's not just producing some of the best naval aviators and seamen that we can have, but of course football, David Robinson, and basketball, men's lacrosse, as you mentioned. So that has to be kind of a fun deal to come to St. Bonaventure, where athletics is a big part of the university experience as well.
Yeah, that hits the nail on the head. You know, growing up, I remember my dad taking me to a Navy alumni game where I think the current team played some alumni players. And, you know, I remember after I was hoping to see David Robinson, maybe he'd be there, and I didn't see him. And then we're leaving, and all of a sudden I see David Robinson, like, about to get on an elevator. And I run over and ask him if he'll sign the program. And, you know, he did, and actually put a Bible verse on there that I still remember to this day. But, but there are those opportunities, those connections, being there in Annapolis and being close to the academy. And, some wonderful experiences. And it drives me now. It's like, you know, sometimes I'm like, man, I wish we had all the resources here that we had at Navy. Like, I think you don't realize how good you have it sometimes, especially Navy's federally funded. So it's a little bit different situation. But we do have the resources, and that we have the student athletes. And that's the number one resource. So I love being a part of athletics and being a part of these students' athletic journey and academic spiritual journey too.
The student athletes and the student body here at St. Bonaventure, the volunteer work that they put in, part of the Franciscan values that the university carries. Talk a little about the volunteering at the Warming House.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's one thing that blows me away is that, you know, I thought I was doing all the right things in college at Navy, but coming here and seeing how involved these students are with giving back, with, like you said, the Warming House and a lot of other programs too, is just, it moves me. I'm like, man, I wasn't doing this awesome in college. Like, these kids get it. So there's, you know, there's the Warming House, which is completely student run. And we are pretty certain that it is the Warming House is the longest running student run soup kitchen in the country, which is pretty cool. And yeah, I don't know. It's neat going there and helping out, because I'm a friar, I'm a priest. You know, I have But when I go there to help out, I'm another worker. I'm willing to, you know, mop the floors or whatever needs to be done, taking orders from the coordinator, the mm-hmm. student that's running it. So I think it's good in that respect, is that it builds up, you know, not only are these students serving to the community, but they're also learning important leadership skills and the fact that it's student run. So it's just honestly a beautiful ministry.
Father Steve, tell us about University Ministries.
Yeah. So we're the building right behind the Riley Center. You can't mm-hmm. miss it. But a lot. It's funny. There's so many different activities that go on in that building or that are connected to that building, like the Warming House, like mm-hmm. the Franciscan Center for Social Concern, which includes the Warming House, Bonna Buddies, Silver Wolves, which goes to visit elderly folks that maybe don't have a lot of visitors in town. Service days. So there's that service aspect of it. There's also UMIN, University Ministries, which coordinates the prayer life, the spiritual life, you know, daily mass. We have masses on Sunday. We have other activities that just go on throughout the year, clubs, Bible study groups, women's faith group, men's faith group, a lot of activities each week that go on there. So the third part, so you got the service part, you got the ministry UMIN part, mm-hmm. and then we have the mountain. So we've got five or six Mount Irenaeus folks that also are in that building, which is also a very important ministry because they provide a place for the students to go and get away from campus, from academics, from whatever issues they might be having here. And they're invited to a different space to kind of think about things, to maybe catch up on work if they need to. But I think there's a lot of opportunity there in that building.
As we start to wrap up, Father Steve, now that we're going to be in the Easter season, in the holy season, there's going to be a lot of students, faculty that want to come around. You make yourself quite accessible to everybody, just about at all times. We're always seeing you. So if somebody wanted to come up, let's say a confession or get some details on Mass, how can they do that?
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, I think the best first resource is online, but mm-hmm. You know, feel free to send me an email. We have set confession times and, you know, Mass times, but that's the beauty of this place. I think there's flexibility. We're not a huge, huge, huge campus. So, you know, there's people that email me, hey, Father Steve, like, can I meet you for confession this week? And we go back and forth to find a time that works well for that student. So, or faculty member, whomever. So it's, you know, there's some flexibility, but probably the best resource would be first checking out online, mm-hmm. SBU website, University Ministries, or else just send me an email. I'd be happy to hear from you and help out. Yeah.
Father Steve Keene, the chaplain here at St. Bonaventure University. It's been a pleasure to finally get to sit down with you after seeing you at so many games over the last couple of years, and to be able to talk with you as well, Father. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Go Bonnies. Let's go.